we see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your light that shining tree, I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world. Open my eyes.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. If you want great straight radio, it's not BBS, but if you want to hear all of the magic and all of the wonders of the universe, then tune in. Tonight I have a special guest. He is a logical, scientific person, and we don't often have these types on our show, but I like Lawrence. I think Lawrence has something, and I think that Lawrence has the ability to communicate with some people that have no clue about what's going on, and those people are very valuable. He has a book that he's written that I'm fascinated with. It's called The Absolutely Irrefutable Scientific Proofs of Intelligent Design. His knowledge based on a great deal of scientific research that proves that humans cannot be the result of evolution through natural selection because of a very unique ability that all humans have. And I'm very, very excited to find out what that unique ability is. And he explains it using logic. It is explained in the book in detail, and I'm hoping that Lawrence will touch on it tonight. He also wants to explain about humans and thinks that 95% of the world population is not aware of what he does, and they're always asking questions. And what Lawrence does when he gets asked a question is he asks a question back for the person to think and go inside to see if they can find the answer. And I think that's terrific. That's what we all probably should do sometimes. So the person that goes inside can think, and then he can begin to realize something about himself. Of course, Lawrence isn't the only person that has this awareness, but he's the one that wrote this book, and this book is called The Absolutely Irrefutable Scientific Proof of Intelligent Design. He's not saying where he got the knowledge from, but I hope that he'll give us a little hint about where he did get the knowledge from. Listeners are benefiting tonight from reading the book. And, of course, we want call-ins tonight. And the number is 888-627-6008. So please call in as we go through the show. Elizabeth Joyce, Let's Find Out, to ask your questions. And you know what I like about this book? There's a lot of links in the book on the Internet where you can go to the link and find out more knowledge and get your questions explained in more detail. So it's an introduction to a vast amount of knowledge that is absolutely irrefutable proof that we are the result of intelligent design. Good evening, Lawrence, and welcome to Let's Find Out.
Good evening. And I would like to make a comment because I liked your introduction.
But thank you.
Here's the thing that I'd like to say. Everyone listening on this call should consider this an introduction to an educational course. And the book I wrote is the first textbook. And after reading this book, you will find out what other books to read. If you look in the book, they will tell you much, much more. As in any educational course, the first material taught is the basics. And then the teacher moves on to more detailed and deeper knowledge. What this talk show is going to do, what I will be doing, is to introduce you to some of the knowledge that's in my book, which explains why intelligent design has to be responsible for our existence. I'm only going to explain a few things, and then you read the book and find out everything else you need to know about this subject so that you can move on to even more knowledge. You will know.
Well, the question that people are going to have, Lawrence, is are you going to be teaching the course?
I am not. Well, I am. The course is this introductory session. That's it.
Mm-hmm. You're not doing another book behind this book to introduce
I don't have to, because the knowledge that the follow-up to this is already available around the world. It's actually being taught in schools around the world.
Oh, great.
So all you need to do is to be introduced to it, and then once you're introduced to it, then you can start doing all of the searching on those links that you mentioned that are in the book, and they can pursue this to the ultimate, and of course that's their choice.
They
but the people will know exactly. Pardon?
They'll go as far as they can go.
That's exactly right. They will know exactly what the scientific proof is when they get through this book and how profound it is. And they will also find out what they can do that will confirm the proof for themselves. In other words, there is something that they can do themselves that will prove to them that what they learned is 100% true.
Now, Lawrence, you're talking about some kind of a mind exercise. Is that correct?
We could say that, yes. The knowledge of the book should be enough, but you can test it for yourself. And I guarantee that everyone who follows up with the knowledge, with the links, they'll be very glad they did. And they'll be very glad to be introduced to this when they get done reading the book. They will know, I suspect, that some of them will know before they finish reading the book that it's true, that we are the result of intelligent design. In other words, we are designed by some entity, we could say.
Well, people call it the God source, the God force. You can call it the universal energies, whatever you want to call it.
That's right. There's a number of names for it.
They certainly are more intelligent than we are.
I'd say we couldn't do what they've done.
So what inspired you to write the book?
The fact that I realized just how powerful it was, and I care about what's happening on Earth to our environment, to people, the wars, the crimes, and it didn't seem to me right. And I learned about this, and I said, this has to be given to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that I could see to do it in a blanket type of way is to write this book. I would like to have it translated into as many languages as possible. And
you will as you move along. We have to get into the hands of a publisher first. So if anybody out there listening reads the book and knows anybody in publishing, let Lawrence know so that we can get this out with a publisher and get it translated.
Yes.
So why is it that human beings cannot be the result of evolution alone? What's this little magical thing?
Because we have an ability. Every human being has an ability that could not happen as a result of evolution. And the reason for that is because every ability that, let's say, excluding a human being, every ability that all the other animals have on Earth is an ability, a feature, something about them that was necessary for them to survive.
Mm-hmm.
In a competitive environment with the right types of foods and other animals that were going after them, so that they had to find a way to survive. And so they had certain features that were developed, and if they didn't have that feature, then they would die out. With respect to this unique ability, it's not necessary for the survival of the human being. It's completely irrelevant to our survival. Whereas all of the other creatures out there, all of the abilities they have are the result of that need for that ability in order for them to survive in this, if you will, dangerous environment.
And that would be called instincts. Animal instinct.
I guess you could say that. I have the word instinct is kind of bothers me because, well, where do they get the instinct from? It's like it's in their
That's like asking me why my heart beats.
Yeah, exactly. It beats because you're alive. I mean, there's so many problems.
Well, that's what instinct is to an animal. It's the same as our heartbeat. It's a part of their entire makeup.
Yeah, but where? How did that happen? See, this is the thing. It doesn't seem to.
How does a heartbeat?
Well, again, how did it? How did? Same question.
It
how did it happen?
Electrical impulses. What good does it know that there's scientific proof? What is that going to do for us as we move along through life, Lawrence?
That was a good question. And it's not knowing itself that there is a proof that is that provides the benefit. Some people might find it beneficial because of they have a strong faith or something like that. But it's the proof itself that is essential. It is the proof.
You're talking around in circles. I'd like you to be a little bit more specific, please.
I can't state what the proof is. All I can say is that the proof is absolutely solid. In other words, once you have this proof.
For example.
Example of.
How this works.
How the proof works?
Yes.
Well, once you. It's like scientific research about a car or a dog or anything. You keep on.
We're talking about humans, so let's stay with humans.
Well, all right, let's say all humans have the ability to think. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. So is this something that is absolutely true? Well, all you got to do is test all of the humans. And if you ever find a human that can't think, then that would be proven false. Not all humans can think. And that is the proof in this book cannot be disproven. There's a term, this is related to another question that I'm often asked, and it is related to this. And the thing is, disability cannot...
What is that question that you're often asked?
Well, I have to... let me see if I can find...
Human beings can think, and human beings can do an awful lot inside. They can also self-heal. That's part of what the healing process is. The energies that work with Louise Hay, Deepak Chopra, they teach you how to go inside and how to create your reality. And I'm wondering if that's what you're referring to.
If there's a requirement for a proof to be scientific, it has to be testable.
Okay.
And this proof that is described in the book can be tested. As a matter of fact, it was the testing that makes it absolutely irrefutable, because there's a term in scientific research, falsifiable. What falsifiable means mm-hmm. that you can test something to see if the test will prove it false.
And you know, we did a test. I'll share you the test I did with the United States government, with the health, our institution of health. I had 50 women that were pregnant. 25 of them meditated during the pregnancy, and 25 of them did not. And we watched the child for the first 13 years to prove that it would up the Apgar scores, give the child a calmer disposition, and help with their intelligence level, and it proved to be correct. Is that the type of thing that you're talking about?
That is the something done according to the scientific method. Now, the best thing to do, you can't just do it once. You've got to do it again and again and again.
Right.
And if you can do the same type of test over and over again, and you always get the same results, then it is irrefutable proof. That theory that was the basis for doing the testing.
So you don't want to give us an idea of what this test is? Is that what you're saying?
The test is what everybody does that I mentioned anybody can do after they read the book and find out what exactly it is. Once they find out what the proof
is,
once they know what the proof is, they are introduced to what to do to prove it to themselves as well. You can know intellectually, but you can also know experientially.
Well, you know, I hope that what I'm thinking, I sense that what I'm thinking is probably a part of the book that does benefit people. There's so many wonderful things that benefit us. One is our emotions, and one is as you look back in life and you think about the people that were close to you, and the people that you cared about, or you remember different relationships, parents, children, husbands, lovers, whatever, you remember your favorites, and you remember the ones that you feel really helped you at a specific time. And then you have gratitude. And I think that these are some things that are invaluable, and I don't know whether they prove that we're from intelligent design, but I would think they would. I did pick a song that I wanted us to listen to, and then we'll continue with you, Lawrence, by the Beatles. So let's just listen to In My Life, and then we'll continue.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I love you more.
I just love that song, Lawrence, and I really think that, to me, part of the irrefutable scientific proof of intelligent design is that love is what we take with us. Love is, you cannot explain it. There's no rhyme or reason for it sometimes, and it is a great, great, wonderful gift.
I agree with that 100%. We were talking about intelligent design and feelings. Well, animals also have feelings. Cats, dogs, cows, horses.
Of course, and they sense danger, and they even sense when a person likes them or a person is uncomfortable with them.
That's right. That's exactly
people
right.
People do, too.
That's right.
So how do people benefit from reading this book? And I wish you could be a little bit more specific, please.
They will benefit by knowing what to do to find out more about what it means to be a human being. There is more to being a human being than what they are experiencing and living today. Today we look around the world and what do we see? Problems everywhere. War, crime, suffering. I mean, all kinds of illnesses. You read the book and you discover that this is not the way humans are supposed to be living.
Absolutely. That's very true.
And the knowledge in the book explains more about human ability, human potential, and this is the important thing here. They will find out what more knowledge there is that they can look at and read, and they'll find that they've got a whole lifetime of studying ahead of them to find more about the what it means to be a human, and how to develop their own humanity, their own humanness.
So I think you're talking about inner strength, hopefully, partially.
Inner
strength, so that when you have a tragedy or you have a loss or you have a betrayal or all of these things that people do to people, you can survive it, and you can survive it with love and balance. That's very difficult.
That is, I agree. But the ultimate, let's put it this way, the knowledge that is being introduced in the book, after they start reading, they will discover that all of the suffering that is happening on Earth, none of it has to exist. Now, that may seem a little bit unbelievable.
No,
but
it's not unbelievable.
If we are the result of a designer, of call him God or Allah or creative intelligence or whatever you want to call it, it's hard to correlate the suffering that's going on with this divine,
well, let me see if I can explain it. I'm pretty good at it. Let me give it a shot, okay? I didn't read your book, but I'm going to give it a shot. So bear with me. We have an electrical system in our body. We also have some wonderful invisible organs called the chakras that we can work with. And it is the way we think, our perceptions, and how we react that either brings a negative result or a positive result. Now, I say that over and over again, and even myself, I find that at times I have negative results. But usually, if there's a negative result in my life, and I had a few this month, it's because of someone else and their belief system. Maybe I'm sharing with them, maybe I'm talking with them, maybe they're one of my clients, that has such a negative vibration that it spills over onto me and my environment for a while. And this is how relationships work. And when you can hold, always hold the center, when you can hold that you are either a child of God, a child of the universe, a part of this intelligent design, and you know that you have the force to make and create, then you do not have to suffer pain. It is choice. Choice and decision are the two things that give us our life.
Well, there's one significant difference between what you just described and the way we can and should be living.
And what is
there
that?
There is no such thing as choice in that, in this fully developed state that I'm talking about, that you will find out about by reading the book. It's not a choice. You just are that.
When you are that. You're talking about the state of being, and I'm talking about getting to the state of being. Because it's very, very difficult for people to get to the state of being, or when they do get to it, it's brief, and they cannot hold that energy.
That is the biggest misunderstanding or mistake or wrong belief that is possible to have. That is what a person will find out by reading the book. When I say that you can gain this state by reading by finding out what's in this book, then I would think the wise person would say, okay, I want to know what's in this book. This is an introductory lecture, as I said at the beginning, to a course in knowledge. And the first book that you read is going to get into the basics. That's what this book is about. It's the basics.
Are you saying, Lawrence, that in this book you're recommending another book to read?
There's a whole bunch of books that will give you a whole lot more knowledge, because I can't, if I were to put everything that's available about this knowledge in this book, you'd never finish reading the book.
That's probably true. There are some wonderful,
there's websites that are full of knowledge, and somebody just sent me something just a little bit ago that I haven't even been able to read yet. It's about 4 or 5 pages long. It's not a book, and it's an article that's on the internet.
What's the name of the article?
In a newspaper.
What's the name of the article?
Let me see if I I'll, let me find it.
Okay.
It's Defense and Security Alert. Defense and Security Alert. In other words, this knowledge has the basis for ending all wars forever on this planet.
Yep.
Now, that's pretty profound.
That's coming. It is coming, I know. It's going to take a while, but it is coming.
Oh, yeah, you've got 7 billion people here. You can't give this knowledge to 7 billion people overnight, that's for sure.
Absolutely not. So you were wanted me to talk a little about religion or your religion. Now, religion is different from spiritual awareness. Are you a member of any religion or any church?
Let me answer that by saying that I went to church, a Baptist church, when I was with my family years ago. Mm-hmm. And I tried to read the Bible. I went with my parents to church pretty much every Sunday. And after I grew up, I guess you could say, I stopped going to church so much. I stopped reading the Bible because it was too confusing. And some of the things I read in the Bible didn't make any sense. And then, as I grew up, I realized that the Bible was not the answer to all of the problems, because if the Bible was the answer, we wouldn't have all these problems. And then I concluded some time ago that religions are really nothing but belief systems. Now, some people can hang on to those beliefs, and they'll accept those beliefs for years, regardless of the facts. Regardless of the fact, you know, save somebody's life, and the person dies anyway. So there's so many, in my opinion, so many mistakes, misunderstandings, flaws, weaknesses, etc., in the Bible, that for me, it's not worth spending any time on. That does not mean that there isn't some good things in the Bible. The Ten Commandments, I think, are perfect. I believe the Psalms are very good to read. I haven't read them in years, but the ultimate knowledge that humanity needs to create the life, if you will, that Jesus talked about, is not in the Bible. If it's not there, why isn't it there, and where is it? Those are the questions.
Well, it's not there because Constantine changed the Bible in 500 AD, and it is in there's many, many books in the Bible that were taken out that are in the Vatican.
Yeah, yeah, and I know. There's a lot of, and I guess you could do a search online for the missing books in the Bible years of Jesus and things like that. There's a lot of stuff that's not in the Bible. And one of the things that this brings up is, why is it this stuff in there? Well, that to me means, given the power that at least the Catholic religion has, they did it, they left them out because they didn't want the people to know so that they could maintain their power. Because if everybody had the knowledge that they will be introduced to by reading this book and the following books, they'll be their own decision whether to go to church or not. But they really may not decide. They may decide not to go because they don't need to. Because what the knowledge that they will learn from reading these books is greater in value than anything they will read in the Bible, except maybe for the Ten Commandments and the Psalms, and maybe I guess a Sermon on the Mount, which again I haven't read in years.
Okay, we're going to go to commercial. I would like to talk about your website. I know you had your book published at cafepress.com, mm-hmm. and you can call Cafe Press. I'm going to give out the number, and I will put it on your in the archives. It's 1-877-809-1659, and that's Cafe Press to order Lawrence's book, The Absolutely Irrefutable Scientific Proof of Intelligent Design. We're going to go to commercials, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap it up a little bit and talk about what's coming next week, and we'll have the meditation a little bit later. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. See you in a little while. Wisdom Magazine is one of the East Coast's largest free publications, with more than 1,000 distributed bi-monthly in 3 regional areas, New England, New York City and New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Wisdom is dedicated to opening the people's hearts and minds to the philosophy, products, and services of the new millennium, bringing love, peace, and positive information into the community. Elizabeth writes the astrology column for Wisdom, as well as a weekly astrology update for the Wisdom Magazine website. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. The X-Zone is a late-night internationally syndicated radio, television, satellite, and internet talk show, which deals with a variety of subjects, but usually ones that relate to the world of the paranormal, metaphysics, and the science of parapsychology. It was created by the Canadian broadcaster Rob McConnell and first aired in 1993. The X-Zone airs 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and is distributed internationally by the X-Zone Broadcast Network. It is hosted by the show's creator and executive producer, Rob McConnell. The X-Zone Radio Show is located in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The X-Zone Radio and TV Show is the only Canadian radio show that is syndicated to a truly international listening and viewing audience.
via conventional professional broadcasting and satellite means, not only the Internet. The X-Zone is syndicated on an international basis outside of Canada and has more than 400,000 listeners as an international audience. Listen for Elizabeth Joyce and Rob McConnell on the X-Zone at www.xzoneradiotv.com. Is it a headache or someone wishing you ill? Is a sudden change in behavior due to drugs or the influence of evil? Do you find it hard to pray, to reach out to God? Psychic attack is more common than one might think and is a malady that can be overcome by specific metaphysical and spiritual treatment. Elizabeth Joyce clearly explains what the symptoms of psychic attack are, where it comes from, how you can overcome the attack, and what simple exercises and meditations you can do to protect yourself from future attacks. She compares psychic attacks from days gone by with their modern counterparts and illustrates with anecdotes and examples. Is there any such thing as a ghost, and can they harm you? Can other people's negative and destructive thoughts harm you? If so, you can take steps to protect yourself from these energies. Although you would seek and find help with any physical emergency, this book, Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce, can be helpful by your learning good spiritual practices for clearing away negative energies and keeping up with the housework of the soul. Then, if something overthrows you, there are some good strategies at hand so you can begin to remove them. Learn what to do as well as what not to do. Elizabeth Joyce is an expert on ghost busting, and she has been to court on many occasions helping people get their money back from the gypsies and so-called psychic stealers. This is a book that you'll want to pick up and keep in your library because it's a how-to book as well as an informative book. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce is available at Amazon.com as well as the website www.new-visions.com. Be sure to pick up Psychic Attack. You will want to hear Elizabeth's personal story as well as get this great information that could be helpful to you and your family in the future. Psychic Attack, Are You a Victim? By Elizabeth Joyce.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. The number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. Let's Find Out and our honored guests come to us every other Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you would like to call in and ask a question, please dial 888-627-6008 in the U.S. and Canada. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Now, if you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety, a podcast will be available tomorrow, and you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with our host, Elizabeth Joyce. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the Metaphysical Corner. Tonight, the title of our book is The Irrefutable Scientific Proof of Intelligent Design by Lawrence Topliff. This book provides absolutely irrefutable scientific proof that humans are not the result of evolution through natural selection alone. And this book is available at CafePress.com under ID Scientific Proof. Lawrence writes that there is specific knowledge based on a great deal of scientific research which proves that humans cannot be the result of evolution through natural selection because of a very unique ability that all humans have, and is explained throughout the book using logic. 95% of the world population is not aware of this. People ask questions about these facts to the author, and he always asks them to go inside and try to lead them to realize that it's something inside about themselves. Lawrence is not the only person who has this awareness, but he is the one who chose to write this book. He cannot tell where he got the knowledge from or what it is, because it comes from intuition. Lawrence has a specific way of answering questions. He uses sound logic as a part of his answers. When someone asks a question, he often answers it by asking the person who asked the question something that will get them to think about what they think are facts and what they think are beliefs, and show them that some or all of what they may believe is incorrect. It can be flawed, or simply cannot be true. The book shows them through this procedure what flaws they might have in their thinking and leads the reader to question what they have asked about. By doing so, it helps people who ask questions to come to their own personal obvious conclusions. Readers will benefit from reading the book. It's better to read it, of course, than to have it explained to you. There's a lot of information in this book, and there's a lot of links to where you can go on the internet and find more knowledge. The book is really an introduction to the vast amount of knowledge that is absolutely irrefutable proof that we are the result of intelligent design. Again, the book's title is Irrefutable Scientific Proof of Intelligent Design by Lawrence Topliff. You can get this book only at cafepress.com. Pick it up. It will be a very good addition to your library.
As I change the way I feel, and I know the presence in a real release, I am being healed. I can see the heartache in your family. They haven't changed the way they feel. Will they ever know the presence in a real release? Will you ever be revealed? No more.
That was Elaine Silver singing I Am in the Flow. This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. And my guest tonight is Lawrence Topliff, and he's written a book called The Absolutely Irrefutable Scientific Proof of Intelligent Design. Again, this is a call-in show. Some of you guests have not taken the time to call in, but we would love to hear from you. The number is 888-627-6008 if you feel that you would like to ask a question. So, Lawrence, we've been doing a lot of talking about this wonderful thing that human beings have been given that makes us part of intelligent design, and I would like to ask you, how does one prove that there is a supernatural being, or maybe more than one?
Well, that is, I can give you some basics, because that is in the book. We look around the universe, we look around the planet, and what do we see everywhere? And you, when you ask a person this question, most of them miss what to me is obvious. We see order everywhere. And what
absolutely we do.
Okay, what is the source of this order? Well, if you look around our offices and our homes, we try to keep order, and what is the basis for our ability to keep order? We have some intelligence. And order is the basis, is caused or created by intelligence. So we have this universe that is functioning perfectly orderly and has done so for billions of years. And the cause of that is intelligence. And where is our intelligence? If I were to ask anybody, where is your intelligence, what would you say?
In the brain.
All right. That is absolutely right.
I knew you wanted me to say that.
I wanted you to say that. So what else is in your brain?
Muscles and things that we don't use.
See, this is the thing. It's so fundamental to us, we completely miss it. Mm-hmm. You have consciousness in your brain.
That's right.
Okay. Lil, here's a question that you can ask. Is your brain creating your consciousness?
No.
Okay. Why not? And how do you
prove
it?
Because consciousness is outside of the body. The body is in the consciousness. The body is a projection of the consciousness.
What was that last thing?
The Tibetan law that I'm teaching now.
Uh-huh. The thing is, this question, this initial question, mm-hmm. what makes everything the result of intelligent design, and where is this? And the fact is that the ultimate source of everything in the universe is consciousness. And you're right when you say that the brain is not generating our consciousness. So where is the consciousness in ourselves coming from?
It's coming from our other energies. It's coming from the higher energies, which is the four levels of the aura, and it goes beyond that.
And this brings us around to another aspect of this book, and that is if the creator responsible for everything, does that make us divine? If the creator is divine, is there
Absolutely.
Something about us? Is
Absolutely.
There something about the human being that is divine?
Absolutely.
And if it is, why are we suffering? And the answer to that question is because we are not experiencing that. We are not consciously aware of that.
To that question, and this is part of what I've been teaching for over 30 years, Lawrence, is that you don't know it. You've never heard it. It's a new thought. You have not accepted it in your body. And until you accept it and know it, you will not be that. Because
that
you're going
correct.
To be
and
what
when,
you think that you are. And when you
knowledge.
Grow up, they say that your personality is set by three. So children learn what they can do, what they can't do, what they can be, and what they can't be by 3 years old. The part of why we're in the body is because we're supposed to find that little divineness that's hidden inside of us and realize that we are sons and daughters of God. And that since we are all one and we're all in this wonderful consciousness energy that you're talking about, that which you desire is already yours. And people
it's already yours, but the problem is that you're not consciously aware or consciously experiencing that.
You have to know that. You have to know that, and you have to believe it. What Deepak Chopra teaches is visualize the outcome. Don't worry about how you're going to get there.
No, belief. You use the word belief again. Belief is completely 100% irrelevant.
When you talk to people, you need to talk in their language. Would not know how to exercise that if you didn't use the words that they understand.
That I'm trying to exclude the concept of belief, because if you read the book, you realize you don't need belief. Belief is irrelevant. That is absolutely fundamental.
That is absolutely true. What you're saying is true.
Well, then
very true. But the question is, can people understand it that way? Going into the oneness where nothing really matters is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And that's when it happens magically. And we don't seem as human beings at this point in our evolution that we can control this wonderful divine energy that brings us all of our wishes. We can't
That's because we are not. That is the solution to that is in the book, because there are so many misunderstandings and misconceptions about what it means to be a human being, because we have been this way for so long, that when somebody comes along and says, no, this is not right, and the person who brought this knowledge to the world says this, he says it's a mess out there. Because there's so many things that are believed that are completely wrong.
Absolutely true.
And what I'm trying to do in this book is to get people to start getting the knowledge that this book is an introduction to.
Is wonderful about your book is that you do have other steps and you do have other websites that people can go to enhance their knowledge. And again, I want to tell the people where they can get this book. They can get it at cafepress.com. And the name of the book is The Absolutely Irrefutable Scientific Proof of Intelligent Design. And I would like to ask you another question. Do you think that prayer contacts the Creator? Do you think that we're in touch with our angels and our blessed higher self and our invisible guides?
Well, the I'll answer that question with a preface that you use the word belief. And in this case, I accept the word belief, because even though I know that this is true, I have to use the term belief because I can't show anybody this. All I can say is, yeah, that we do. Whether or not you get any results from it, that is another question. Are there angels? Oh, absolutely there are angels. They're all over, but they're not on the relative plane. They're on the subtle plane.
You're in the seventh dimension.
Well, other dimensions, yes. It's just that just praying. Let's say praying goes out there, and who receives it is unknown, because we can't be aware of who's receiving it. Like I said, there are people who have actually gone to prison because they relied on prayer to heal people. And I think that's an indication that there is a weakness in this concept. There's a flaw in the concept that prayers...
Well, the flaw is that you have to... I'm going to use the word belief again because I think that's what the audience will understand, but I do understand your point as well. But the person that you're working on has to be in the chemical area of healing, or they're not going to be able to be healed, because sometimes healing is a creation of what we want. My twin sister is about to have surgery for cancer, and I said to her, "You have prayed to die." And she said, "Yes, I have." And I said, "Well, now you're getting your wish."
There are so many studies out there and articles coming out about the natural ways to cure or prevent cancer. I read recently, I think it was last year, asparagus has been proven to cure cancer. And there was just articles. If anybody were to go on the internet and look, just type in a search box, "natural cures for cancer," you'll find probably a couple hundred articles about natural...
That's absolutely true, but I was talking about how you create it. Why it's on the body.
My answer to that is, First of all, there is genes or DNA, it's there. Second is that there is a weakness in it because of all of the chemicals that are in the food, in the air, in the furniture, in the cars, in the water, in the soil. It's everywhere.
And you don't think that your consciousness has anything to do with it?
Not consciousness per se, no. I don't believe that at all.
I do.
I think you either have the physical strength. In my family, and I have a strong constitution, there's absolutely no incidence of cancer whatsoever. That's mm-hmm. completely DNA. Because,
there isn't
of course,
any in my family either. She's the first one.
Okay, now, I don't
and
know where she lived. I don't
back.
Know what she ate. I don't know what kind of environment she or her house was like. And all of these things in the environment that are strange,
it has to do also
unnatural.
With consciousness. It has to do with abuse, and it has to do with consciousness.
Well, the abuse causes stress.
I believe the cancer is self-hate, partially.
Stress causes damage to the DNA.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, they found, I just read an article just recently, or I saw the title of an article, that the things that you do and believe can actually change your DNA. That's pretty impressive research.
Every 3 years, Deepak says that that's true. And you can strengthen it or you can weaken it, one or the other, with your belief system. That's what I'm trying to say.
I suspect that you have some truth in the statement. It depends on whether you're have the, I guess you could say, the willpower to have that effect on your physiology. And I bring that up and using kind of a weird analogy. I happened to see the Superman movie the other night. And in the Superman movie, he was being bombarded and beaten and everything like this. And he was actually seeming to weaken. And he put his foot down, he put his fist on the earth, and you could see he was forcing his will. And he blasted his way through this thing that seemed to be unstoppable. And I think in the same way we can relate to the willpower of the human spirit, if you will.
And that's using that invisible force, that scientific design, the intelligent
yes.
design to help us. We tap into the intelligent design energy, and it does help us. We are at the end of the show,
okay.
Lawrence, but it's been wonderful having you on, and I hope that people will go out and pick up your book. Again, it's at cafepress.com, and it's the absolutely irrefutable scientific proof of intelligent design. And if you listeners, you know that you can go into the archives tomorrow, that the show will be there, and we will have the direct link to purchasing the book in the archives. And I want to thank you for joining us, Lawrence.
Very good. Thank you very much for calling me.
And next time I'm on the air will be July 1st, and I'm going to have with me my famous astrologer friend, Mark Dodich, and we're going to be talking about the summer months and what the astrology energies will be bringing to the planet. And I do want to remind everybody in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area, Bucks County, that we're going to have an outdoor picnic with Elaine Silver, who just sang In the Flow, and Richard Schulman on July 28th, and I'd love you all to join us. We're going to begin the meditation now. The meditation is called Beyond 2012, and it's going to help you bring in the new energies on the planet. I would like everybody to at least take a minute or so to pray for peace, world peace, peace with your family, peace with your close friends, as well as to pray for the ill and the people that really could use some of this extra universal energy to strengthen them, make them whole and balanced again. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Thank you and good night. And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes, take some deep breaths, and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it, join with it, meld into it, and become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength, know your path, and walk it as a son or daughter of God.